Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We're going to talk now about South Dakotans out of work and those latest unemployment numbers. Seth Tupper is SDPB's business and economics reporter, and he joins us now. Hey, Seth, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right, let's start with the latest. What are those new unemployment claim numbers looking like?
Yeah, so we've been waiting for these weekly unemployment claim numbers come out every Thursday. And they are eye-popping and astounding. Nationally, for the week ending March 14th, there were 282,000 initial unemployment claim filings. And this, the new numbers ending March 21st, there were 3,283,000 unemployment claim filings. That's about 1,000% increase nationally from one week to the next. And in South Dakota, the numbers went from 190 to 1,703. So that's about an 800% increase just in South Dakota. And those are the new numbers are what they call advance numbers. And so those could change yet. And I did interview an economist this morning from Ball State named Michael Hicks. And I asked him, what are those advance numbers? What does that mean?
So the advance claims are based on the first round of administrative data that comes in. And then what happens is over the next several weeks, those will be revised as people make claims. And the claims are the date that you were unemployed. So some people who lost their jobs this week may not have yet made claims. You know, they may be rushing to get their kids at home or pick up their kid from college like I had to do and go through all that drill. And the consequence of that is that those numbers can be changed for several weeks afterwards as we get new data.
So basically, sort of like the virus itself, we're looking at numbers that are going to increase, and they're going to increase in a pretty big way.
It certainly seems that way. Just to drive home what was said there was that, if you lost your job this week, you may have any number of things you need to deal with this week, next week, the week after. But when you finally file for unemployment, you file on the date you lost your job. So there could have been people that lost their jobs last week who still might not file for two more weeks yet. And so that number will continue to be adjusted as time goes on.
All right, let's put this in a little bit of perspective. What does this look like historically? How does this fit into what happens in South Dakota normally?
Yeah, so this is unprecedented. You can find weekly unemployment claims numbers back to 1987 on the website of the National Department of Labor. If this number holds, about 1,700 claims during the most recent week in South Dakota, this would be the highest ever number filed. The previous high was about 1,300, and that was in 2009 during the Great Recession. And the national numbers just obliterated the previous record. The previous record nationally was 695,000 unemployment claims in a week, and the 3 million or so that were recently filed is about five times higher than that previous record, which was set in 1982. So. When I interviewed this economist this morning, wow was his first words upon seeing these numbers this morning. Just unprecedented and astounding, almost unbelievable numbers.
So one of the good things they were saying on Marketplace right now, when you look at those numbers, is that people are accessing the services. They're applying, which is a good thing. And certainly this doesn't reflect the people who haven't figured out how to do that yet. We'll talk about that in a minute. But also, Seth, it's important to note that a lot of businesses aren't closed yet. There haven't been lockdown orders everywhere across the state. So those numbers are still sort of pending. Tell me a little bit about Governor Noem's and the state of South Dakota, her administration's reaction to those unemployment numbers and how they're dealing with them.
Yeah, and it's important to remember just how recent all this is. We didn't have our first presumptive positive case announced in South Dakota until March 10th, which was just a little more than 2 weeks ago. So March 10th, that happened, and that was on a Tuesday. It was the next week on a Monday after all the state basketball tournaments had been canceled, et cetera, that the unemployment calls really started flooding in. And there's a call center in Aberdeen that the state of South Dakota operates for the unemployment benefits. and they had to staff up that call center in a hurry as they had a flood of calls coming in. Governor Noem talked about that a few days ago on a conference call that she had with reporters.
Now, under normal circumstances, the unemployment insurance call center operates with about 11 staff. Since the significant influx of claims, we have added 16 more staff members in this area to help take calls, to reset passwords, and process online claims. We have 92 phone lines that are available today. We are adding an additional 23.
So no long lines. We're not seeing people standing in line 6 feet apart to get benefits. This is a phone.
Well, and there's a reason for that. Unfortunately, because of the coronavirus and the concerns about spreading it, the job service offices that are located across the state where you could normally go in and get help filing a claim right there in the office, those are all closed. So you cannot physically go in and file for unemployment right now. The only way to do it is to either call the number for the call center in Aberdeen or to go online to the website and file that way. So one of the other things they're doing with the staff they're adding in Aberdeen is, you know, people may have filed for unemployment 10 years ago and gotten an account on the website, and now they're trying to file again and they don't remember their password and they're running into a problem with that. So they had to add staff members to reset passwords and work through those problems. So the wait time on the call center was about an hour as of last week, the state said. And, you know, I would love to hear experiences, if there are people listening out there, what their experiences have been with that. I can imagine that some people are having trouble, not only technically on the website, but getting through on the call and trying to get those claims filed.
Yeah. And if you do have calls and you want to send us, you can email us at inthemoment@sdpb.org or send a text or call 956-SDPB. That's 605-956-SDPB. All right, Seth, let's talk a little bit about how this works. What exactly is unemployment insurance? Because for many people, the governor, you know, pointed out at his press conference, this is brand new to a lot of people.
Yeah, something that you don't think about until you need it. And in South Dakota, we actually call it reemployment assistance. That was actually changed within the last year or two, basically because Republicans in the legislature think that reemployment assistance sounds better than unemployment assistance. So the name change really didn't change anything with the program, but that's what they call it. But the way it works is when you work and you make an hourly wage, your employer is taxed a small percentage on basically the first $15,000 of your wages. They pay that payroll tax into a trust fund that the state manages. And then if you are out of work through no fault of your own, if you're laid off, for example, you can apply to that fund for benefits as you try to find other work to have at least some income coming in to get you by until you're able to find work again.
Do you have a sense of how much? Is it based on what you made before? Is it just a bottom line for everyone?
Yep, it's based on what you make. So basically, you can make up to 48% of your hourly wage, up to a maximum of $414 per week. And the maximum term is 26 weeks. Now, that is changing, and we can talk about that. The stimulus package that is just now passing through Congress this week is going to make some changes for that and make people eligible for a greater benefit. And there are some changes. The state has already loosened up a requirement. If you've lost work because of COVID-19, you don't need to necessarily be searching for other work. Right now, you can still get unemployment benefits. And so they're already making some changes to make more people eligible.
So the reemployment definition changes a little bit here.
Right. It's called reemployment assistance, but during this period where we're all dealing with COVID-19, you don't necessarily have to be looking for other work to get unemployment benefits. And I suppose the reason for that is a lot of people have simply been sent home, you know, on leave or without pay, and they expect that they'll be able to come back, but may not be getting paid right now. And we're being told that those people would be eligible for unemployment benefits.
Tell me a little bit about that congressional stimulus package and what you're hearing from our congressional representatives about it.
Yeah, so I interviewed Representative Dusty Johnson yesterday, and here's what he said about the piece of the stimulus bill that deals with unemployment insurance.
Yeah, I mean, there's a massive investment in unemployment insurance. I mean, you know, more benefits, longer benefits, more people eligible. I mean, it's the most, you know, breathtaking change in unemployment insurance ever.
And so, yeah, we're still trying to figure out what exactly is in the bill. I haven't read all 800 and some pages of the bill, if you can believe that, yet. But from what I have been able to see, the bill expands eligibility. So if people are even self-employed people and part-time workers can be eligible now under the stimulus package for unemployment benefits. And it also looks like there's going to be an extra $600 per week on top of the whatever the maximum benefit is in your state. So, for example, in South Dakota, the maximum would typically be $414 that you could per week that you could top out at. You can add another $600 to that, apparently, and it would be $1,014 that you'd be potentially eligible for up to that amount of unemployment insurance under this new bill.
All right. Do we have, everybody wants to know when, how soon will some of these things, if you apply for unemployment insurance, when do you start getting benefits beyond the stimulus package, which could change it again, but just the basic, what we have in the state, how long does it take to enact?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. I don't know from the time, I would imagine under normal circumstances, certainly it would only be a matter of days, but I don't know how long it's taking right now. Obviously, they're swamped with calls, and I'm sure that it remains to be seen how they're going to incorporate the stimulus package into the existing benefits. And, you know, if you're going to get that expanded amount already, or if you'll start getting the $414, maybe you can be qualified for the greater amount later. All that remains to be worked out, basically, yet.
How deep are the pockets of that trust fund? When does that run out?
Yeah, and so the current balance of the state's unemployment insurance trust fund is $132 million, and that sounds like a lot of money. But, you know, our unemployment insurance trust fund has needed help before when it almost ran out of money during the Great Recession. The state actually had to borrow $24 million from the federal government and expand eligibility in order as an agreement with the feds in order to keep our trust fund solvent. And so that has since been paid back, and we had returned after the Great Recession to a lot lower levels of unemployment filings, but now we're in a new reality suddenly. And so I called Senator Brock Greenfield. He's a state senator, a Republican from Clark, and I asked him how he's feeling about the trust fund balance.
It's obviously a lot of money, but it can be utilized in the blink of an eye. So I don't know what the draw will be, on the unemployment insurance trust fund as time goes by, but we certainly do, have a concern, and we want to make sure that our people in South Dakota are taken care of in these troubled times.
Tough for state lawmakers to sort through this. You really even hear that in his voice, I think, can't you?
Yeah, and I would imagine that lawmakers, I don't know if it'll be public or maybe it'll just be private at that point, but when they come back for the veto day here shortly of the legislature, among many other things that will be discussed, I'm sure some of them will be talking about the unemployment trust fund and how long that's going to last and whether any adjustments need to be made to that as we did during the recession.
So Congressman Johnson is optimistic. Tell me a little bit about what's behind that optimism for him.
Well, you know, there are economists who say that the unemployment claims we saw this week, as incredible as they were, are only, you know, the beginning. And we may even see, you know, worse numbers next week and the following weeks. Congressman Johnson seems more optimistic. The new stimulus package includes money that will pay businesses to keep up their payroll for 8 weeks. So, you know, what they intend in Congress is for people to employers to keep people on their payrolls, to hire back people immediately. And so he tends to think that maybe we won't have as much of an unemployment problem as some economists say. Here's what he said about that.
Yeah, for people whose businesses don't call them back, yeah, I mean, they would be able to access the unemployment insurance system. You know, given that small businesses, I mean, in essence, are going to have all of their payroll expenses paid for by the federal government, I'll be surprised if there's not an aggressive and robust hiring back, you know, in a matter of days.
In a matter of days. So business owners want to know a lot about those forgivable business loans. That's the first time I think I've heard that those words put together. You just reported on that. It was on our news. But explain a little bit for listeners what those forgivable loans are in theory going to do and where people are going to access that money and how soon.
Yeah, I was really curious about this because as we've heard business owners for the last couple weeks panicking and wondering what they're going to do as their revenue just dried up overnight. A lot of them have said, well, I'm waiting around to see what Congress does and what this money is going to be that's supposed to help me out. So when the deal was struck in Congress yesterday on the stimulus package, that's what I wanted to know is, okay, there's money there for small businesses. How do they get it? And so I called Congressman Johnson and some others and was told that basically you need to call your local bank. And what's going to happen is there's about a $350 billion pot of money that is going to go to the U.S. Small Business Administration, and then they're going to work as quickly as they can. They've been given apparently 15 days to make rules on the use of this money and get that money out immediately to local banks, and then local banks will basically service those loans, sign business owners up, and the money will come from the federal government through these banks. And so the idea is that local businesses would have 8 weeks of money to pay their payroll, to pay their overhead, to pay their mortgage, their rent, their light bill, that kind of thing, to get them through this period so they can keep people on the payroll for the time being. So that when the health crisis ends or recedes, instead of having to hire everybody back, hopefully everybody would still have their jobs, or a lot of people would, and the economy will be ready to take off again.
Do we have an idea of who qualifies for that? What kinds of businesses? Some seem obvious. Others are in a gray area.
It sounds like basically anybody. Again, this is all kind of in flux as the bill is just moving through Congress this week. The Small Business Administration is going to have to iron all that out. But from when I talked to Congressman Johnson yesterday, it sounds like, you know, if you're a business that's been affected by COVID-19 and you know, what business hasn't at this point, basically, you're going to be able to apply for this. And it sounds like there'll be some kind of tracking to make sure, you know, you spend the money on payroll and on your mortgage, on your rent, on your overhead, et cetera. But as long as you do spend the money on those things, apparently you're going to have the ability to have that loan forgiven over time.
All right. So you're a small business owner. You probably already have a banker. Time to talk to them as well. Seth Tupper, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate your time.
Thanks.